He's my God, amen. If you're saved, he's your God. Amen. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody else busting need to say something, amen, before we open up the book tonight? Amen.
Thank you. Thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Me and Luke, we was talking at work this past week and trying to, we was witnessing the mark of what was going on. Trying to explain to him why the Lord died for him. And he said, I don't know why he would. He said, why would he die for somebody like me and us? I said, I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I'm just so glad he did.
Yeah.
And I know I've been raised in church all my life, but I'm just as wicked as the murderer or anybody, but I need just as much blood as they did.
That's right.
Get it for me. I'm glad to be saved.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for Calvary. Amen. All right. Anybody else? All right. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. It's amazing to watch the Lord work, ain't it? Sometimes I believe we get so caught up in this fast-paced society that we don't slow down enough and be still and know that he's God. And it's a good thing about church services and getting out of the singing of the songs of Zion and worshiping the Lord and preaching of the Word of God, that we could slow down from our fast pace and be reminded about the goodness of the Lord and think about what God's doing. Amen. It'll do us all well to slow down a little bit. Just, you know, meditate on the Lord. I'm not talking about some worldly type worship, you know, some kind of meditation without the Lord. But I'm just talking about just being still and meditating on the goodness of God, meditating on the Word of God, and thinking about what God's done and where He's brought you from and where you're going. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. He's amazing God, amen. Appreciate, thank God for His amazing grace. And I like, I not only like to watch the Lord work in my own life, but I like to watch Him work in others' lives. Amen. And you sit back and watch the services and how God uses these young people and middle age and us elderly, amen. God's great. And He's a good God.
Amen.
It's a miracle that we're all here tonight.
Amen.
We all ought to be in hell.
Yeah.
But God has saved us and kept us. Amen. The songwriter had it right. It's grace that's brought us this far, and grace gonna take us home.
Amen.
And I appreciate the grace of God and His goodness. Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 16. Look in verse number 1. Amen. We're gonna take a thought out of verse 11. I know I've heard couple different preachers, I think, preach out of this little thought here at the end of verse 11. We'll make a little twist on it, a little bit different. I even think Brother Mark Wesley preached on this text here in verse 11. Last time he was here with revival with us. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible said in verse number 1, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul? Now God has rejected Saul. The people wanted him, and God said, if you'll do what's right by him, I'll honor it and make something out of it. And Saul, of course, didn't do right. And they didn't do right, and God rejected Saul, and now Samuel the prophet's mourning over him. He said, how long without mourn for Saul, seeing I rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? Well, it'd be a great day when people start trembling over the righteousness of God's people, the righteousness of God, amen. And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shemaiah to pass by, and he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord have not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. And here's the thought. For we will not sit down till he come hither. You know who they're going to get? They're going to get David.
Yeah.
They're going to get the king.
Right. Yep.
Which is the great type of the king. Amen.
Yeah, right.
And the statement is, we will not sit down till he come hither.
Yeah.
Hey, our God's coming.
Yeah.
Don't sit down till he comes.
Yeah, amen.
Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us as we look at his book tonight. Amen. Brother Nolan, pray for us if you would, my brother.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Well, we thank you for the songs that we've heard tonight, Lord, the testimonies. Lord, we just thank you for Calvary.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God. God, we just ask that you'd be here with us tonight. God, that you'd speak to your people's hearts, God. That you'd
yes, yes.
To draw closer to you, God, so that we could be what you'd have us to be for you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything. It's in your Son, Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Amen. The king is coming. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we are doing in these last days? We're doing more sitting than we're doing standing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're to stand, amen, until the king comes. I like this little clause over here in Ephesians chapter number 6, talking about us as warriors and being armored up in the armor of God. He says, finally, my brethren, Ephesians 6 and verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hey, the king's coming. We need to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Right.
Hey, we're to stand against the wiles of the devil, but we're to withstand the evil of our day.
Right.
And he said, having done all to stand, stand therefore.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
Hey, stand up, stay standing till the king comes. Hey, our Lord is coming. He's a coming. You didn't believe that, don't you? He's coming.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, look in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. He's coming.
Right.
Amen. By way of introduction, let's look at the coming of the Lord. Some very familiar scriptures. But the Lord is coming, amen. Hey, he's coming. Let me say this first of all in this text here, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verses 50 through verses number 58. Hey, the Lord is coming and we will be changed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad this is not the end of this old life. Thank God this old body is going to be changed.
Right.
Hey, what body? Is this body that lets the Lord down? This body that thinks evil thoughts? This body that does evil things? That says the things that ought not to say, hey, that disappoints my God, but hey, he's coming. He's going to change my vile body to be likened unto his glorious body. That's good news, amen.
Yeah.
He's coming and we're going to be changed. Look at this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be what?
Change.
He's going to change us, amen. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Change. For this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall I put on incorruption, and this mortal shall I put on immortality, then shall be brought the pass of saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, our Lord's coming, and we gonna be changed. Hey, we getting out of this old stinking body to get a new one like His. Amen. He's coming, and we gonna be changed. Look at this number two. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Hey, not only is He coming and we gonna be changed, He's coming and we gonna be comforted. Well, I need some comfort every once in a while, don't you? Hey, I'm glad He'll change me, but I'm glad He gonna comfort us. Amen. Hey, and He'll comfort you on the ride. Amen. Hey, but He's changed. He's coming and we're going to be changed. He's changed and we're going to be comforted. Look at this, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Look in verse number 13. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant. Hey, God don't want you ignorant. God wants us to know. Amen. I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Hey, we got some loved ones on the other side. Hey, we're going to meet them one day. Yeah. Hey, it's going to comfort our hearts to see them once again. Right. Look what He said in verse number 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, He's coming, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Hey, He's coming, we're going to be changed, but He's coming and we're going to be comforted. Tell your heart sorrows after death, and it's broken after the loved one goes off into eternity. Hey, but thank God it's going to be all wiped away one day. Hey, we're going to be with the Lord and be with those that die in the Lord forever. Hey, He's coming, and comfort is coming when it's coming.
Yeah,
hey, He's coming, we're going to be changed. Hey, number two, He's coming and we're going to be comforted. We shall be covered. Hey, He's coming and we shall come up hither. Amen. Yeah. Look in Revelation chapter number 1.
Amen.
He's coming. Amen. We're going to come up hither. Hey, we're getting out of this old stinking world.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter number 4. Let me just throw this in while you're turning. Amen. Hey, we're getting out of here before the tribulation too.
Yeah, amen.
We're not appointed in the wrath. Amen. Hey, that judgment of the tribulation happens after Revelation chapter number 4, when we're called up into the air to meet the Lord. Amen. Hey, the rapture. Amen. The taking away. He said, and after this I looked, verse number 1, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And He showed those things which shall be after. Amen. Hey, the Lord's coming.
Yeah.
You're going to be changed. I'm going to be changed. We're going to be comforted, and we're going to be called to come up hither. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, but He ain't here yet.
Right.
You know what He told them over in that text? He said, we're going to stay standing until He comes.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give you four things tonight of what we should do till He comes.
Yeah.
Till He comes. And you're going to use that phrase in your Bible, till I come. He's coming. Amen. There's four things in the Bible that you'd find if you'd search that phrase, till I come. That's what we are given instruction through the Word of God of what we're to do till He comes. Let me show you this first one, Luke chapter number 19. We'll give them to you in orders they show themselves in the Bible itself. Luke chapter number 19. Hey, He's coming. And till I come, He has given us some instructions till I come. Amen. Luke chapter number 19. Luke 19. You'll know them. They're very familiar. Luke chapter number 19. Look in verse number 13. Amen. Luke 19 and verse number 13. The Bible said, and He called His 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds, Luke 19, 13, and said unto them, occupy, look at this phrase. This is our phrase, till I come. Amen. You know what you're to do till He comes? Until our change comes, until our comfort comes, and that sense of being reunited, until we hear the call, come up hither, we're to occupy. Do you know what occupy means? It means to follow business.
Yeah.
Hey, occupy. Look what He said in the context here, and He's dealing this parable about the pounds here to the saints of God. In verse number 11, He said, and as they heard these things, He added and spake a parable. Because He was nigh to Jerusalem, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Right. Hey, that one that's given us these pounds to serve the Lord with is God himself.
Right.
And he's went into a far country and he's coming back and he said, till I come, occupy till I come. Hey, yeah. Follow business.
Yeah.
Hey, I think about business, the first thing that comes to my mind when you think biblical, and that's what you ought to think most of the time anyhow, is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, I must be about my Father. Business, amen. Hey, we're to be about the Father's business, amen. Occupy till he comes. Hey, how much are you involved in the Lord's business?
Yeah.
Occupy until he comes. It not only means to to follow business, but it means to negotiate. Hey, work out a deal. Hey, what do we negotiate?
Yeah.
And what kind of business are we to be about? You know what it is. It's the business of winning souls.
Yeah,
it's the business of getting the gospel out in the world. It's negotiating with people about their ever-living soul that's going to spend eternity with God or eternity in hell without God. Hey, we ought to be occupied and getting the gospel out to the world. Hey, negotiating and following the Father's business. Amen. Hey, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Occupy till he comes.
Right.
No time to sit down. It's time to get busy. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to be like this parable here. I want to hear the Lord one day say, well done.
Yeah.
Look at this right here in this text. Look at verse number 16. The Bible said, then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound have gained 10 pounds. Do you know what he gives each one different amount of pounds? Do you know everybody's not giving the same thing? But you know what God does? He expects us to do something what he gave him. Hey, everybody can't do the same thing, and that's okay, because everybody's not supposed to do the same thing. But everybody can do something with what they got. And you say, well, I ain't got what somebody else has got. You know what? God's never asked you to have what somebody else got. God's asked you to do something what you have, not what you have not. Amen. Hey, we're to be occupied with what we got. He said, thy pound have gained 10 pounds. And look at verse 17. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful over very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but I like to hear the Lord say, well, thou good servant.
Yeah.
Hey, he said it in another passage, well done, thou faithful servant. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know who it was. I think it was, who was it that said that phrase? Hey, you'll never hear well done unless you've done well. Tony Hudson said that. I don't know if he's the first one to coin it, but it sounds real good. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to hear well done.
Yeah.
Hey, but you're not going to hear it if you're not done well.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm talking about being occupied until the Lord comes. Amen. Hey, he's coming back. We know the Bible makes it clear. And God's given us instructions what to do till he comes. First of all, you're to occupy till he comes. Amen. Occupy does not mean just take up space. You know what people think? That's all I'm put here for, just take up my space on the pew. No, you're to move more than that. Who was it? Who was the old singer that sung them songs that preach? What's the old preacher up in glory? Huh?
Harold Lee.
Y'all remember old Harold Lee? Old faithful man of God, amen, come out and preach for us. I still remember the service he preached. Come out here one Sunday and preach for us all day. And he sung those songs, you know, excuses. You hear them every day. It was one of the songs that he sung. He sung all those songs that preach. And in one of those songs, he talks about, hey, the only thing people do is take up 12 inches of space, and the only thing to do the rest of their life is probably take up 24, amen, just because they just get a little bigger and don't do nothing.
Yeah.
That's just about how it is, amen. Hey, we're not just here to take up space, amen. Hey, we're here to get busy for the Lord, amen. Hey, till he comes, occupy, amen. Let me say this, number two. Hey, not only were the occupy, but look at this phrase the second time it's found. Look in John 21. Amen. What are we to do till he comes? We know he's coming. What does the Bible exhort us to do till he gets here? They said over there in Samuel, he said, we ain't going to sit down till he comes. Hey, don't sit down. Stay occupied, amen. Hey, don't sit down. Number two, follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Follow Jesus till he comes. John 21, look in verse number 19. John 21, verse number 19. Amen. We're looking at the phrase, till I come. John 21, 19. And this spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. This is the Lord talking to Peter about how he would die. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Look at this right here. Then Peter turned about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved. We know who that is, John, right? Which also leaned on his breast at supper, making it very clear that was John, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter seeth him, saith to Jesus, Lord, And what shall this man do? You know, the Lord came up to Peter and he said, hey, boy, this is that kind of death, you're going to die. And he said, follow me. And Peter looked around and he saw John. You know, Peter should have been all right. God said, follow him. That's good enough. But you know, if God speaks to you in a service, or God speaks to you through the Word of God, or God ever speaks to you, the first thing you ought to do is just do what he says.
Yeah, right.
But you know what our tendency is? What does God want them to do?
Yeah.
You know, God says, hey, follow me. Now look at this. He said, what do you want this man to do? Jesus saying to him, look at this, verse 21. If I will that he tarry, here it is, till I come. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Yeah. Hey, you know what I find that phrase in there? I see that we're to occupy till he comes, but we're to follow Jesus till he comes.
Yeah.
Hey, he's coming back. Amen.
Yeah,
hey, how you going to follow Jesus? Follow him in the pages of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Follow him in the people that God's put in your life. Follow him with the instructions that he gives us through other people like the Apostle Paul and the other apostles. Amen. Hey, we're to follow Jesus till he comes.
Yeah, amen.
You know what you can tell a lot about what somebody's doing by who they follow?
Right.
Or you can tell about who they're following by what they do.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible talked about the disciples? They had took knowledge that they had been with Jesus.
Yeah, right.
You know why? Because they talked like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you follow Jesus, you ought to talk like him.
Yeah.
If you follow Jesus, you ought to act like him. If you follow Jesus, you ought to live like him. Amen. If you follow Jesus, you will follow his word and you will follow his spirit. Amen. Because God's spirit and his word lines up with the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, what am I to do till he comes? I'm negotiating. I'm going to follow the business. Amen. I'm to occupy till he comes. Hey, get busy working, but I'm to follow him till he comes.
Yeah.
You got to follow the Lord, amen. Let me say this number three, amen. Look in 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Hey, what am I to do till he comes? We're to occupy till he comes. We're to follow Jesus till he comes. Hey, stop worrying about everybody else and find out what you are to be doing. Hey, what is it if John don't follow? What are you going to do? John, how far will you follow Jesus? As far as somebody else will? Or will you follow him on your own? 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Hey, what are we to do till he comes? You know what he says? Stay standing till he comes. We'll stay standing till he comes. Hey, stay standing in your occupying. Stay standing in following Jesus. Hey, I'd say this. Stay standing until he comes in the book.
Yeah.
What are we to do till he comes? Stay in the book. Look at 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Now, this reference here to 1 Timothy chapter 4, we get that phrase again, till I come. But this is a phrase that's referenced to the Apostle Paul in relationship to young Timothy. But I believe we can also still make a good spiritual application about the Lord coming. Amen. Amen. No doubt he's speaking of the Apostle Paul and Paul talking to Timothy. But look what he said in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. He said, let no man despise thy youth. Young people, don't let people put you down. You can do great things for God. Amen. I witnessed some of you doing great things tonight as a young person showing your spiritual maturity in the Lord. That touched my heart. I appreciate that. Amen.
Amen.
He said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word. Hey, you ought to be showing in the way you talk.
Right.
Amen. Who was it that said, we was talking about it this morning in my office, me and Brother D'Angelo and Richie. And I forget who it was that said it. Amen. And they was preaching on, it was Brother Chad Reese up in Michigan. And he preached on the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Amen. That's a good message, too. If you want to listen to it, he's got it on YouTube. You can look it up, check it out. Amen. But in the beginning of that message, he talks about this young generation with their lingo. You know, they got all these stupid words.
Yeah.
The same stupid words we had when we were young. Right? It's just another generation of stupid words. But the point he was making at the beginning of that message is very, very good. Amen. He said, be thou an example of the believers in words. You know we ought not to talk like the world?
Yeah.
We ought not, hey, be careful, young people. Don't pick up the world's lingo.
Right.
Amen. Don't let people know, hey, your speech bewrayeth thee.
Right.
That's what he said about
right.
this. They've been with Jesus. Hey, we're not talk like the world.
Right.
Hey, you ain't
going
to throw their lingo to be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, let them know, yeah, we don't talk like that.
Yeah.
We still say words like God and Jesus and hell and heaven.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We ain't got to come up with these fancy things to make everybody think we cool. Hey, be an example of the believers in word. Young people, don't pick up the world's talk.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, talk biblical. Talk right, amen.
Yeah.
Let people know we're not of this world.
Right.
We're strangers. We're just passing through.
Thank God.
We got to talk like a bunch bunch of lost people.
Right.
Amen. He said, be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Look, here's our phrase, till I come. Till I come, give attendance to what? Reading. You know what you ought to do? You ought to read the book.
Yeah.
To exhortation. You know what you ought to do? You ought to give heed to the reading of the book, but you ought to give heed to the preaching of the book. That's exhortation. And the doctrine. You ought to give heed to studying the book.
Yeah.
Hey, till I come, what are we to do? Occupy, negotiate God's business. Stay standing in the work of God. Hey, stay standing in following Jesus, but stay standing in this book. Amen. Hey, stay in the book till he comes. Amen. Oh, the world's going to try to do pull you away from that old book.
Right.
And when I say that old book, I'm talking about this King James Bible of 1611.
Yeah.
Hey, the true words of God, amen.
Right.
Hey, don't let anybody rob your faith from that old book. That old book's right no matter what you think about it.
Yeah,
no matter what the world thinks about
right.
it. Hey, you know what? If you find a contradiction in that book, you know what you can rest assured of? Listen to me. You listening? We was talking about one another day, me and Brother Terry was, about a text over here that said something over here. You know what? I know before I even study that thing? If somebody shows me a contradiction in the Bible, and it said, well, it says this over here, a different date there, a different amount of people here, and different over here. You know what I know? You ready for this? That book's right.
Yeah.
Hands down. It ain't a misprint.
Right.
It ain't a bad interpretation. It ain't a bad translation.
Right.
Hey, that book is right.
Right.
Hey, now God might reveal to me the truth about it, or it might not reveal the truth to me about it, but you can rest assured that old book's right. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, God's words are always going to be right. They're true.
Yeah.
Hey, from beginning to end, every jot, every tittle, every letter, every explanation point, every period, every comma, one of the things the devil tried to do is lose you, get you to lose faith in the book.
Yeah.
First thing he did in the beginning in the garden, it caused all the chaos from then on out.
Yeah.
Hey, when they lost faith in what God said, when the devil said, yea, have God said. Hey, you can rest assured that book's right.
Good.
Hey, stay in the book till he comes. Amen. Hey, this is talking about Paul to young Timothy till he comes, but I believe it's a great reference to the Lord. Hey, you ought to stay in the book reading it. You ought to stay in the book meditating on it. You ought to stay in the book studying it.
Right.
You ought to stay in the book memorizing. Young people, keep memorizing your Bible verses. Amen. Hey, you can say, hey, stay in the book and trusting it. Stay in the book and living it. Stay in the book and obeying it. Hey, thank God for the book. Amen.
Amen.
Till I come. Stay standing in the book. Amen.
Yeah.
Stay standing in your occupying. Stay standing in your following Jesus.
Yeah,
let me give you this fourth and last one you'll find in your Bible if you study that phrase. Revelation chapter number 2. Amen. He's coming. What am I to do till he comes? I'm to occupy. I'm to follow him. I'm to stay in his book. Let me give you this last one here. Hebrews chapter number 2. Amen. Revelation, excuse me, chapter 2. I'm getting them R's and J's messed up all day. Amen. But I'm glad I got scholars I'm preaching to. Amen. To keep me straight. Revelation chapter number 2. Amen. At least I am saying one that starts with the same letter, you know. Brother Tracy come up to me at the church, amen, today, and he said, preacher, he said, don't feel bad. He said, my daddy preached a whole message. Who did he preach it on, brother?
Jacob.
On Jacob, and called him who?
Joshua.
See, we get all the same thing. We said, I got the right first letter right now.
Yeah.
You know? He said, he preached a whole message on the deacon, come up to him and asked and said something to him about it. Amen. You know what? The truth was still the truth, whether he got his name right or who it was. You know? Hey, come on. Amen. I appreciate it, though. Amen. I like it to be, you know, we don't have no confusion out there, but, you know, the book's right. Amen. Revelation, right? Or Romans. Revelation 2. Amen. See if he's paying attention. Revelation chapter 2. What are we to do till he comes? Look at this one here. Revelation chapter 2. Look in verse number 25. He said, but that which ye have already, look at this, hold fast till I come. You know what we're to do till he comes? God made it very clear. He's coming. He's coming. and we're going to be changed. He's coming, and we will be comforted. He's coming, and we are coming up hither, amen. Yeah. Hey, we're to occupy till he comes. We're to follow Jesus till he comes. Hey, we're to stay in his book till it comes, but he says, hold fast that which thou hast already. He says, hey, he said this, let me read it again. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. You know what you need to do? Hold on to what you got.
Yeah.
You said, preacher, I ain't got much. Yeah, but hold on to what you got. You say, I done lost some things. That's okay. Just hold on to what you got.
Right.
Amen. That's what God wants you to do. Hey, he's coming back. Hold on to what you got. What did he say in Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 2? He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Amen. That are ready to die. Hey, the devil's got some of them, but he ain't got all of them. Hey, hold on to those babies. Hold on to your marriage. Hold on to your testimony. Hold fast till I come. Hey, get a good grip on it and don't let it go. Amen. Hey, he's coming back. You got, amen. Amen. I ain't holding on to my salvation. God's holding on to me. But if I'm going to be a witness in this world, hey, till he comes, I'm going to have to stay standing and hold on to what I got.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, some of you got some things in there and they're about to slip out.
Yeah.
Don't you let the devil get it.
Yeah, amen.
Hold on to it tight. Squeeze it tight. Squeeze it tight in prayer.
Right.
Hey, squeeze it tight with the power of God. Amen. Hold fast that which thou hast till he comes. Amen.
Right.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
And he's took some things. But don't let him take no more.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, some of you today, you know what you know, I can just say all of us, every one of us. You know what every one of us have in this common? We've all lost some things.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
And I'd have to say, and I believe I'd be 100% right, that all of us have lost some things that's been because of our own wrongdoing.
Sure,
yeah, right.
Sure.
You know, the devil might tell you that nobody's been an idiot like you, but all of us have been idiots.
Yeah.
At one time or another, and sometimes more than we want to admit it. Right? And we've lost some things. But you know what? We still got some of it.
That's right.
You know what we're going to do till he comes? Hold fast. Don't let him get no more. Don't let him get no more of your testimony. Don't let him get no more of your mind. Don't let him get no more of your purity. Don't let him get no more of your testimony. Don't let him get more of your prayer life. Don't let him get no more of your Bible reading time. Hey, hold on to what you got. Don't let him get no more of your babies. Don't let him get no more of your marriage. Hey, he's took some of it. Don't let him have no more. Hold fast till he comes. Amen. Get a good grip on it.
Amen.
Don't let him get it. He's coming back.
Yeah.
How you going to be occupied? Gonna be busy? Are we gonna be following him? Is he gonna find us following him? Is he gonna find us in the book? Is he gonna find us holding on till he gets here? I ain't letting him have no more by the grace of God. He's coming. Amen. There's four great exhortations in this old book of what we're to do till he comes. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe you want to pray about something that's happened in your life recently or today. Whatever you feel like you need to do, we'll give